This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. It is good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. And hello, everybody in the Facebook chat room. Great to be back with you again, the greatest Facebook chat room on terrestrial radio. And if you are not on Facebook, come and find everybody over at the Real Side, realside.com. There's a chat room also on the website. You can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or if you want to call in, you can call 855-732-5563. Joe's out for the evening, so I sit in every couple of weeks. My name is Dave Sussman. I am the co-host at America's Voice Live, which is on America's Voice News. It is a new alternative television station, and I am on the air from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every day. That is Pacific time. I guess that's, 1 to 3 Eastern time for all you guys fighting the hurricanes back east. And, oh, my goodness. Florida dodged a bullet on that one, didn't they? But if you're watching the news right now, it's pretty devastating for those souls that we lost in the Bahamas. And I'm sure that everybody that is listening to the show at one time or another has been to the Bahamas, whether it's on a cruise or going down to Nassau, whatever it is. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with those folks. And it looks like it's targeting Charleston. So the folks in the Carolinas, watch out. Get prepared. You may be listening to this right now because Joe's show, The Real Side, is on, I believe, 53 stations nationwide. Terrestrial Network on GCN as well as the Salem Radio Network. So hello to everybody across the fruited plains. You know, as I was coming in tonight, I was thinking about how I wanted to open the show. We got some great guests tonight that are going to be coming in and actually chatting with us. But one of the things that I've really started to become angry about, and I talked about this earlier today, we had Judge Jeanine Pirro, who, if anybody watches Fox News or reads books, you know who Judge Jeanine is. She came on our show earlier today, and we were chatting about this a little bit, especially in light of how the media played the Comey, the findings from the OIG, the Office of the Inspector General, showing that Comey essentially did break a whole bunch of different FBI laws. And the way that you would hear it in the media is, yeah, it's kind of a tisk-tisk, but he just didn't do anything wrong. And what I'm starting to realize is that something that somebody else just started to realize, somebody that I didn't think would admit this in the media, and that is the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. Her name is Marianne. Let me see here. Marianne Williamson, who revealed today that she did not think that the left was, quote, unquote, so mean and lied like this until she ran for president as an outside candidate. I'm just going to read you a few bits from this incredible article. It was actually featured up in Breitbart. It's titled, Marianne Williamson, I Didn't Think the Left Lied Like This. She says, I know this sounds naive. I didn't think the left was so mean. I didn't think the left lied like this. I'm sorry, that's my voice for Marianne. She said to New Yorker's David Remnick in an interview, I thought the right did that. I thought we were better. Williamson then accused the left of lying about her use of crystals and crystal gazing, telling Remnick that there has never been a crystal on stage or at any of her events, and that there is no crystal in her home. I've actually heard that. I heard the lady's nuts. I've heard the lady is crazy. I heard it's all about crystals for this woman. And that she also doesn't use doctors. And she actually went into that. She said she accused those on the left of also falsely accusing her of having told AIDS patients not to take medications or implying that lovelessness causes diseases and love is enough to cure their diseases. She says, I'm Jewish. I go to the doctor, Williamson said, ripping those on the left for labeling her as an anti-science candidate who does not believe in modern medicine. So here she has basically warning the process-obsessed Democrats could nominate a presidential candidate who specializes in the insider politics game. Such a candidate, according to Williamson, will not be suited to defeat a phenomenon like Trump because that type of Democrat will bring a knife to a gunfight. Wow. Wow. Now, I know she's not made the September debates, but she says that she plans on being at the October debates and actually has enough right now to get in technically right now. So she's not going away anytime soon. This is past the popcorn time, folks. If you're watching the debates, this is a time for us to really sit down and see how she pillories the left. And yes, the left does lie. The left is all about lying. Everything they do is projection. Climate change is man-made, and we can stop the climate change. Major media access outlets hadn't apologized for preoccupying America for 2 years about the lie of Trump collusion with Russia. America's a racist country. Trump is racist and said there were fine people in the Ku Klux Klan. El Paso was a national emergency that was blamed on Trump because Trump, according to Beto and Kirsten Gillibrand, Trump's rhetoric caused the shootings. Forget about all the shootings that took place years and years before that. He's tolerating racism. All of these are lies which have been carried by the mainstream media. They accept these lies as fact, as that racism is prevalent in the United States today because of the language that comes out from Donald Trump. This is a continual source that we see whenever we turn on the mainstream news. It's no longer, is Trump racist? It's how is Trump's racism impacting our country? And that is the benchmark of where they start now. It is all about lying. And the problem is that you good folks that are listening to this show, you know this. I know this. A lot of folks on the right know this. But it's the low information voters that they're looking to change their brain into mush and get their votes who don't know it. After the break, we've got Major Williams, who's running for mayor in the great city of Pasadena, to talk about this. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
And welcome back to The Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. It is great to be back with everybody. And we are live on Facebook at the website. You can find us at realside.com. There is a chat room on the website. Make sure that you join everybody. It is always an active place where you can make some great Facebook friends. Or if you just want to call in, you know, like in 1900s or something, 855-732-5563. And as I started talking about, as we began this hour, I was talking about leftist lies. I was talking about Marianne Williamson, who's out there. She's talking about how she was just so stunned at the leftist lies that have been coming from her own party about her. She said, I thought it was the right, but it's the left. And, welcome, Marianne. We've known this for quite a while. But to talk about this and his campaign and everything that's going on, you know, and I always say all politics is local. A great guy, a great man, a great family man who's running for Pasadena City Mayor, Major Williams, who is joining us right from the campaign. Major, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on board.
Oh, it's great to have you. You and I met. I spoke at a Republican event a couple, 3 months back, and you just seem like a genuine article, man. You are a really good down-to-earth guy. And tell, first of all, a little bit about yourself and the campaign.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a pleasure meeting you, and I just want to say you did an amazing speech when I first met you. It was very inspiring, so I appreciate you for that. In regards to, you know, why I'm actually running, I'm not a career politician, but I've seen some of the frustrations not only myself but my neighbors had, and I just kind of like took myself out of the stands yelling at everyone on what they should do, and I just decided to be the person on the field making a change as a player in politics, local politics, here in Pasadena. And since I've started running back in March 2018, I've gained so much great momentum just because I just have real genuine interests and ideals that are better than the current mayor that we have right now. And that's what we've been pushing, that narrative.
You're a family man. You've come obviously to Pasadena with a background and history that is geared you towards wanting to help the local community. But tell us a little bit about where your politics came from.
So politics mainly came from my background in regards to being in marketing. So I've been a great marketer with an independent company in multiple industries. For the last over 3 years, I've been working in politics. Even more so, I got the bug a year and a half ago working on a political campaign. And I was around so many great minds and great strategists within politics. Once I decompressed from that particular campaign, you know, I was privy to all this knowledge and information. I couldn't just come back and just be a regular local resident, especially when there were so many plights that my neighbors and friends were having plights with. And I felt like moving forward, there was no other candidate that thought like me in regards to some of the solutions to some of our problems. And, you know, I just wanted to step out and, you know, be that voice for everyone.
You know, one of the things that I want to ask you and I want to talk to you about are the policies that you're focused on. And the policies that you're focused on are certainly considered by many, especially in Southern California, right of center or downright conservative. You are for school choice. That is a very conservative issue for the people of Los Angeles. What has been the reaction to your politics or right of center perspective on politics?
Well, it's a unique advantage simply because a lot of locals here in Pasadena have a disconnect to the local schools in regards to they don't think the public school system has served the community at best in regards to some of the curriculum and also facilities and also some of the faculty that they've empowered to educate our kids. So it's an interesting place to bring it. It makes more of an opportunity to insert that ideal into their minds because they don't think highly of the local school system here. So now it's just about creating the right message for them to understand what school choice is, and even more importantly, how beneficial it is not only to them as parents being able to choose for your kids, but also for the kids because of the funds that they'll be able to use not only during school, but also to college or whatever trade school they want to go to afterwards.
Okay, school choice.
Benefit.
Yeah, school choice is really an anathema to the union-controlled school districts, Los Angeles school district. Does Pasadena have its own school district? Or is that part of LA?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
so
when you put this out there, what has been the reaction from the school board, from the unions locally to you?
Well, to be honest with you, they're kind of silent and quiet, but they are. I'm sure they are. They're preparing themselves for me to try to negate my message because it is beginning to resonate. I have a huge Meet the Candidate forum coming up next week, September 14th. This has been hosted by Keller Williams at their facility. We have a ton of RSVPs, and I'm going to have school choice members and founders at this particular event, so people are going to be able to hear more about it in more detail, and I'm sure that it's going to spread even more so. I think, you know, they were on the fence because, yes, it was like, you know, they see me talking about it, but now that we're educating people on what school choice is, I feel like then the push will come, and then we'll be prepared for it when that comes as well.
I'm sure there's a huge amount of money that are against you because of this one issue alone. Are you what are the forces that you're fighting right now? Who are they?
Well, the forces is fighting against tradition. So, there's a strong tradition that you have to be a 80-year-old white guy to run the city. There's a tradition to what qualify means and what qualify looks like. There's a tradition to what experience looks like and what leadership looks like. For me, having a background in marketing, I felt like I am the one person that can take on that challenge because I'm pretty great at marketing, great at messaging and framing things differently in a way that it educates people and brings them full circle in regards to why you need new leadership moving forward, because we need someone to reflect the diversity of our city where it is, not just now, but moving forward in the future. And also just, supplying them with better ideals. And the thing about my ideals is that they don't get boggled down by waiting for city council members to vote for them. I'm coming up with ideals that we as a community can do together without running to city council to get it on the agenda and to get it voted for. And that's the big game changer in regards to how I would govern as the next mayor.
Well, somebody coming from a marketing background like yourself has certainly been using that to his advantage. I see you everywhere. I'm nowhere near Pasadena, and I hear about you all the time. So you've got a phenomenal reach right now, and I know you're using social media. You're taking advantage of the vehicles that are out there today to forward out the message to everybody. Is that getting traction for you right now in our last minute?
It's getting amazing traction. People can text me also. I get 100 text messages a day. People reach out to me on Instagram. The last mayor hasn't tweeted since 2015. So I'm something new and something different, and I'm making a huge impact by doing so.
I want you to stay through the break. Do you have another bit of time for us here? Because I want to talk to you about homelessness in Los Angeles and Pasadena. It's a really important issue. Yeah. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. We're going to be right back. We have Major Williams, and Major Williams is running for Pasadena City Mayor. You can find him at majorformayor.com. I'm Dave Sussman here at Realside, and don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top sustained winds have increased to over 100 miles per hour as Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeast coast. The storm is just south of Charleston, South Carolina. Heavy rain and tropical storm force winds are already hitting the Georgia and South Carolina coasts. Forecasters are saying the bulk of the storm will be over the Carolinas by Thursday morning. part of the coast is safe.
We certainly got lucky in Florida.
President Trump, after being briefed on Dorian's track, which is taking it further up the coast.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
With the potential for a foot or more of rain in some areas, Governor Roy Cooper is urging residents to get ready. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Dorian's effects are already being felt.
We are getting reports of downed trees already in Glenn and Wayne County.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Welcome back to Real Side, Joe Messina. I'm Dave Sussman in the chair tonight, and having a great time and having a great discussion here at Real Side Radio. And if you'd like to join us, you can chime in. Let us know what you're thinking at therealside.com. There is a Facebook room where everybody's just chatting away and people making friends in the Facebook room. So hello, everybody over there, and you can call us at 855-732-5563. And we have Major Williams, who is a candidate for Pasadena City Mayor. You can find him at MajorForMayor.com. Check out this guy. He is the future. He is the future of the Conservative Party, ladies and gentlemen. And Major, I gotta ask you, listen, there is so much coming from the left right now in regards to, and I have to talk about this with you because you are in politics today, but the left is so focused on identity politics. They're so focused on race and gender. And if you are leaving the Democrat plantation, so to speak, the vitriol towards black conservatives today is just overflowing. It really is ugly. What has been the reaction to you as a conservative running for mayor in the city of Pasadena next to the city of Angels, a very blue city?
Well, you know what? It hasn't been as aggressive in real life in regards to offline, of course. But online, you hear the local trolls, they're getting into certain groups and they're calling you certain things, and the Uncle Tom and me being a black man, but all of a sudden I'm a white supremacist, etc. but more importantly, I just feel like, you know, I just have a different kind of mental fortitude, and I tell people all the time I'm a different kind of candidate that may work with your other people that you have that have ran in the past, or the other people that you battle online. But my focus is Pasadena. I have an amazing vision that came to me on what I could do for this city and what we could do together, and I won't let anyone with any hateful or negativity derail me from what I'm working towards with my amazing team. But, you know, we just look at it as they're misinformed, they're misguided, and it's kind of like on me, you know, being a Christian man, I just have to have a certain calm walking these very dark waters that I'm in right now that is called politics, and just stay my course, because if you listen to all the loudness, it can easily distract you and get you off tilt, which is what their plan and mission is ultimately, and I won't allow that to happen.
Yeah, they say, you know, Twitter is not real life, folks. It is not real life. Social media is not real life. If you're living on Facebook and you're talking out, you know, loud to people that you don't know, it's just people are ugly. People are really, really rude today. People are saying things that they would never say to you in person. And I know that you've been taking a lot of incoming. Has it impacted your family in any way?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people are coming out of the woodworks with a lot of negativity. And, you know, honestly, there's this gentleman that's local, and he's like, he's an actor. He's actually done some work in television, and you can look at his IMDb. And this guy has literally went and created pages specifically for me to derail me, and it's saying all this derogatory stuff. And it's putting hashtags the Williams family, and it's putting my wife's hashtags to her business. We recently had code enforcement come to my wife's business to make sure that everything was on the up and up, which it was. But these are all tactics that the leftist liberals that are angry and upset with me, because their whole ideology is the audacity of you to think that you can run and be the mayor of Pasadena. And, you know, it's just one of those things where they try to keep their thumb and keep you pressed down and oppress you. And I'm just not one of those type of individuals that will allow that to happen. But, yes, it's gotten a little heated up. That one individual has been very kind of like a troll. He actually came to a coffee meetup that I do locally here with a lot of residents, and he walked up with his dog just so he can know that I see him. He didn't say anything to me, but he walked in our space, and we felt like it was really to antagonize me, to get me to react. But, you know, I'm a God-fearing man. I think everything happens for a reason, and my temperament was not where he wanted it to go, and I didn't give him what he wanted, which is a reaction, so he can scream foul play or harassment or, you know, try to do something silly like that.
Now, this guy's famous, you said? He's a TV show?
Yes. He's an actor. He has an Instagram page. His name is Nick Janey. It's Nick, and his last name is J-A-I-N-E, Nick Janey, and I think he did something last, like with the Spider-Man movie and whatnot.
Okay.
But he got kicked out of a local Pasadena politics group because, you know, he criminalized me. He called me a con artist, called me a pedophile, called me all these crazy names.
Whoa.
That he used to meet with me. And I said, hey, listen, here's my phone number. I get my phone number out to everyone, 626-623-3753. Let's set up a time where we can have a coffee and just discuss. We may not agree on everything, but it's really about Pasadena, and that's how I approach it. He fired back and told people I invited him to a hotel, and that was weird.
Oh, Lord. All right, look, Nick Janey, everybody listening to this, I'm sure the guy needs a little bit of ratio on his social media accounts, and we'll just leave it at that. Don't need to give the guy any more time than that. Pasadena is in Southern California. One of the greatest problems that we've been seeing in the past several years is this been rampant homelessness. It's awful. We're seeing typhoid and people talking about bubonic plague in Los Angeles, and we're seeing it not just downtown Los Angeles and Skid Row, where it's been forever. But we're seeing it in Pasadena. We're seeing it in the San Fernando Valley, Long Beach, and Orange County. It is everywhere now. As mayor of Pasadena, what are some of the solutions that you think could be that could help out the situation?
Well, I'm actually on the 12th of September, I'm meeting with the CEO of Union Station, which is one of our main headquarters that deals with a lot of services for homeless individuals here in the city. And we're going to put our heads together and try to find out what services are working and what services aren't, because we need to divert money to services and opportunities that are truly going to help us eliminate this problem. And some of the problem is, you know, getting mental health facilities here locally in the city. We don't have any mental health facilities. Those are one of the key things that a lot of people are telling us. And also just identifying who truly wants help and getting them that proper help to help them get reacclimated back into society. And it's going to be a tedious process. It's very complex because when you come up with this kind of solution, it never fits everyone. And that's the struggle. But we have a unique and dynamic situation here in Pasadena, given the fact that we're not L.A. We don't have 60,000 plus homeless individuals. We only have close to 650 individuals through our census. So we feel like that's manageable, and we're really going to put together some ideas on how to actually expedite the process. And one of those ways is just looking at some of the dilapidated buildings or old gas stations. Instead of waiting 3 years to build something for a homeless community, we're going to spend, $1 million versus $6 to $7 million and wait 3 years for a whole project and get them housed way sooner than later. And that's the mission and goal that I have.
I like the idea of, listen, I'm a big 10th Amendment guy. I like local control. I like local control over education and some of the problems that a local area faces, such as homelessness or other issues as well. I truly believe that every area knows what is best for them. But you are in Pasadena, California, and California
yes.
is one of the most intrusive when it comes to control over cities and sanctuary issues as well, regarding illegal immigration and everything else along there. How does Pasadena work within the confines of a very, very progressive California legislature?
I think, it's been so traditional for so long. It's going to take someone from the outside coming in with a new, fresh perspective, kind of like myself, to create different messaging so we can actually get new programs that actually fit the actual, the system and services that we have here in Pasadena. But you're right. It really is been a set way of operations for so long, we really have to wrap our minds around. And I've said this, if any of the candidates came into this race and said they all had it all figured out, I would go on record and say that they're lying, because it's that complex with all the different dimensions of complexities it is to govern here locally in Pasadena. And so one of the biggest things that I came up with, as I stated earlier, is just coming up with ideals where I didn't have to use to get those ideals on the agenda so we didn't have to vote for those things. We can actually execute those things with different partnerships and just get them executed here locally in the city.
Gotcha. Major, tell us and tell our listeners, everybody, where they can find out about you and how they could support you, whether they are local to you or across the country.
Absolutely. So my website is active. It's majorformayor.com. All my social media handles are Major for Mayor. On Facebook specifically, it's Major Williams for Mayor of Pasadena. But even more importantly and more directly, you can reach me anytime via text message at 626-623-3753. It's always me replying back. And if you would like to donate, just text me and I will send you a donate link, or you can go to the website and click donate. We're going to need everyone's support and help. I don't care if it's $5, $20, $100, whatever. But the best thing about it and how we can do it is just tell a friend and tell a friend.
Gotcha, Major. Listen, man, you take care of yourself. Work hard. I know that you have got a momentum going behind you here. I'm seeing you everywhere, and we'll have you back on again closer to the election. God bless you and your family and everything that you're doing. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll have you again soon.
Thank you so much. All right. Board, Dave. That's great.
And Dave Sussman here at Real Side. We're going to be back here after the break. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
And welcome back to The Real Site with Joe Messina. I'm Dave Sussman. Guest host sitting in for Joe tonight. And we are across 53 stations on the GCN Network and Salem Radio Network. It is great to be in Joe's chair. And hi to everybody in Facebook world. Breaking news. There is this thing on CNN. I know everybody listening to this right now doesn't watch CNN, but it is called the Climate Town Hall. And I am absolutely horrified and stunned with what I am about to play you. I have no words at this moment. A Democratic voter asked Bernie Sanders essentially about population control because there's too many humans on Earth, and that's leading to the problems that we're seeing with climate change. And Bernie said, I agree, and here is his suggestion on how to fix it.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
Okay, stop for 1 second here. Okay. Bernie says, I agree. We need to fund abortions to poor third world countries. That's the solution. Continue.
Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
I want to...
Did you hear the smattering of applause there at the end? It was like 3.5 people. Oh, my God, people, what are we doing here? The Democratic Party has now essentially stood up under the third highest candidate as far as votes go right now. I think he's behind Elizabeth Warren, is certainly in the top three. And he's suggesting that to offset climate change and the problems that we have in the environment, we need to reduce the population on Earth, and we could do that through abortion. I'm stunned. I mean, I'm disgusted stunned. Like a feeling of queasiness in my stomach. And I don't know if the smattering of applause at the end was also everybody else in shock. But if this doesn't carry across all media with outrage from not just the right, but also pro-life people on the left, then we're done as a country. We're done as a civilization. I'm absolutely mortified. Listen, we're not used to the lies by the left, because they're just coming at us with a continual set of waves. You know, every time one knocks you down, you get back up and you see another wave hitting you. So we're kind of almost desensitized to the leftist lies. But are we now getting just beyond the point of actually having a response to the things that are being said by the left when it comes to killing people, killing babies? Listen, I'm not the big pro-life guy, okay? I'm not at the marches. But I have a sense of understanding of what we're talking about here. And what I mean by that is this, is that whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, abortion is not a good thing. Abortion should not be used for population control. You know what that's called? It's genocide. This is Margaret Sanger stuff. This is the leading, the person who founded Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. This is what she created. And guess who took that and ran with it in spades? Adolf Hitler. Or Adolf, if you're American. This is exactly what Bernie Sanders, a Jew, standing up on CNN tonight, just stated. I had other clips and things I wanted to talk about in this segment here. I'm just beyond stunned. You could take a shovel to my head right now. Where is this in the news? This needs to be shared across all of your social media. This needs to be shared with your family and your friends that may be left of center and they're a little uncomfortable with the right for whatever reason, but they understand that abortion, especially after a certain period of time, is not a good thing. This is what the Democratic Party is now standing up for? This is beyond anything that I believe as a civilized society, we want. This is a man who's running to be president of the United States. Listen to the smattering of applause there at the end. It was, I could imagine, there must have been people looking at each other going, did he really just say that? We want to use abortion to combat climate change for population control? That's the bottom line of what was just said by Senator Bernie Sanders. How far do we let this go, ladies and gentlemen? I don't care what your politics are. I don't care if you love Trump or hate the man. I don't care what you think of different policies. You may be right or left. You may be moderate. You might like some of this and some of that and uncomfortable with these people, maybe uncomfortable with those people. And when you go into that election booth, oftentimes you're going to make the pragmatic choice. This is beyond politics now. We have something that is happening in this country where we are so desensitized, whether it's through movies and entertainment, whether it's through video games, and a lot of people say that's leading to the last 20 years of mass shootings, that we are so desensitized to blood and gore and horror. You know, when I was a kid, the idea of the shark in the water was scary for me. Now you need to see something horrific. You need to see you need to see people's flesh ripped from them in a movie to satiate the masses. This is what is happening. We are becoming desensitized as a population, as a people. We're desensitized to the homeless crisis. We're desensitized to the opioid crisis. We're desensitized to the lies from the politicians. But if we become desensitized to politicians that are standing up and talking about wholesale slaughter of third world countries through abortion exported by America and specifically Planned Parenthood, who get taxpayer monies, then where are we as a people? Where are we as a culture? Where are we as a humanity? So I've just pushed a lot of other news off to talk about this in this segment here. Let me know what you think about this, because if this doesn't shock you to the core, then, you know, maybe I'm overreacting. I don't think I am. I go with my gut on these things, and I think this is going to be a huge story. I think this is going to carry across a lot of social media over the next couple of... I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on America's Voice Live. I'm going to make sure of it. We're going to play that clip again. Because this needs to be discussed. We need to sit down with our friends and our neighbors. We need to sit down with our clergy, our priests and our rabbis. And we need to try to figure this out, because if this is what America wants to export to the world, what does that say about us? What does that say about us as human beings? I'm disgusted by this. I'm sorry. I'm actually kind of shocked. We have politicians on the left that is standing up, and they're lying about you and I. They're lying about this president. Everything is about racism, and you're a Nazi, and, you know, you want to hurt poor people, and you want to ruin the climate, and you want to give people guns so they can go shoot people. These are the things that they're saying, and that's horrible. You have a president that colluded with Russia and is illegitimate. It's horrible. These are lies. And we fight back against them. But how do you fight back against the wholesale slaughter of humanity for population control? Where did that come from? Bernie Sanders, I disagree with your politics 100%, but I would never have stood up and said that you are an evil person. I don't agree with you being sympathizers with the communists and honeymooning in Russia during the Cold War, and your socialist policies. I vehemently oppose them all, but I would never have called you an evil person. I am now starting to wonder. It's horrifying. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in earshot of this right now, and you're not hearing it discussed on anywhere, and I've got television monitor and to my side right here, I'm not seeing it discussed on the news. Please, let's raise the alarms on this. This needs to be shown to everybody. Because nobody watches CNN. That's the point. You know, what are they going to have, 400,000 or 500,000 people tracing through an airport, watching this, not even hearing it? Show this to the world, ladies and gentlemen. Share it. We will. I hope you do, too. We're going to be back after the break. I'm going to go cool down. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. After the news and weather.